Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to Sedona Spotlight, where each week my co-host, Dariel Archer, or I feature teachers, healers, visionaries, and other notables in their field right here from mystical, magical Sedona, Arizona. Sedona Spotlight is here to shine its light on you so anyone, anywhere, or anytime can experience the amazing energies emanating from the sacred red rocks of Sedona, Arizona. You can also lighten up live from Seattle, Washington, and vicinity every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. on the dial, or listen live online from anywhere in the world you may happen to be at 12:30 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, just by clicking the Listen Live link at SedonaSpotlight.com. And today I'm delighted to have Mary St. Marie join with me. Mary is an artist, author, mystic, spiritual educator, mystical art exhibitor, and founder of Earth Care Global TV, and has been a transformational leader for, 35 years or more, and is a very wise woman indeed, and a very well-respected crone, which we've been talking about a lot this year, with lots of great insights and wisdom to share with us all today. So thanks for joining us again, Mary.
Martha, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for including me.
Oh, yes, and I'm just so happy to have you in my life, too. When I first met you, I was having a lot of troubles with, you know, a very contentious family situation, and, you know, especially where there's kind of been, you know, abuse or neglect and the power of forgiveness. But the wisdom and the processes that you shared with me, and I also had you on the radio when it was Natural Choice Network, but how to transcend challenging relationships with love, and the way you framed it was so profoundly effective, healing, and in fact, liberating for me. I wanted to talk to you about especially the aspects of that liberating factor, which I think is the crown jewel in the wisdom of the crone. And
well, it's what we all want, right?
Yes. And yeah, and it's not just that, you know, older women have all this more wisdom, but they have been, you know, they've been babies, they've been children, they've been, you know, a lot of us have been, you know, wives and mothers and grandmothers, and have had so many life experiences and from so many different aspects, and just the nature, you know, of the feminine, you know, as opposed to the masculine too. It's opened us up to a lot of experiences and a lot of lessons. And I think as we come together and understand, you know, the difference between the modern day expectations and really where we came from and how we used to be revered and how to come back to that and share it with the world is really exciting to me.
It's very, very exciting.
And don't you feel more kind of liberated and happy, and it's easier being, you know, 80, congratulations, my dear, than it was being 18?
Totally. If somebody asked me if I'd like to be 18 again, I'd probably turn them down.
I'll just take the body of the 18-year-old, the rest, you know.
Well, we're learning how to transform health as well.
Yes, that's so true. And kind of from that kind of liberating perspective, I'd love for you to jump right in on our topic today, which is kind of more oriented towards the journey of consciousness, of unity consciousness, and kind of with an emphasis and a quotes on the journey part too, because it is something that is a constant journey. And so you might as well make the most out of that journey.
That's exactly right. And we're on it together. The whole world is on this journey, and
yep,
no matter what stage we're at of consciousness.
Yeah. And so go ahead.
Oh, I sat down to meditate about an hour ago on, you know, our sharing today, because I feel like everybody is wanting, you know, the unity consciousness, wanting more sense of liberation. And all of a sudden, I just got this huge inspiration that I was to share, and I wondered if I could just take a moment, and I think that that'll kind of kick off some of the other things that we talked about.
Absolutely, please.
Okay, so this is going to be participatory in that everybody can just, if they feel it, can say it to themselves. So when I use the word divine consciousness, I'm meaning unity consciousness or oneness consciousness. We all know that there are many, many ways to language what we're speaking about. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say two lines, and then I just want everyone to just feel into that, and then I'll give the information that came flowing in after that. So
cool.
Here we go. The life that is divine consciousness is my consciousness. We can just say it to ourselves.
The life that is divine consciousness.
The line is
my consciousness.
That is divine consciousness is the consciousness of all.
Yeah.
There's the unity consciousness. So
yeah.
The piece that came next is, anyone might ask, and I have it asked of me all the time, well, then why isn't, if that's true, why isn't the collective in harmony with everyone and with the earth and the sky? It's because unity consciousness must be conscious. It can't be unconscious. It can't be back in the background, buried someplace deep.
So conscious of consciousness itself.
Exactly. So we need to open and access this divine consciousness. And if we don't, we're living with blocks to that consciousness that we already mm-hmm. are, not that we're becoming, that we already are. And these blocks can come in the form of the belief in separation, which we may talk about more later. And that
because that's really the root of it is the illusion of separation, and which is pretty much kind of the dance and the start of, the journey and the experience that, we're here to share together. And we know how we fell into separation, but it's like, yes, but we can also fall back into, like you say, divine consciousness. We can find, finding our way back is why we did it in the first place, right?
Right, exactly. Beautifully said. Well, these blocks come in the form of a belief in separation. And there's no real separation. It's a sense of separation. And if we feel like we're separated or just don't even know there's something to be separated from, that immediately brings fear. And that fear comes in all sorts of forms of beliefs, programs, judgments that keep us in duality and keep us living from the outside in instead of from the inside out.
Well, and it's that, that mass consciousness is kind of, the difference between unity consciousness and mass consciousness is that the unity consciousness is really the truth, and the mass consciousness is actually based on false beliefs, and based on separation, and how to get the masses to embrace, that idea that we all, we come from the same, that our consciousness melds together, whether we're conscious of it or not. We are all affecting each other with everything we think and say and do. And we're creating what we're seeing in the world together.
Beautifully said, yes, absolutely. And when we, what we've basically done in humanity is we've started with a false premise. And you can never get where you want to go with a false premise. So if we start with beginning to open to that there is only unity consciousness, but we've closed ourselves off from it, and that there is no other, a whole nother, not just another world opens, but a whole nother just huge, like you were talking about, your experience of finding new ways to have relationships. I call it like these almost like a holy, that every relationship becomes
holy
like
site.
A holy relationship. And it takes, you know, it takes a while to develop that as a way of life, but it's possible. And there is nothing, there is no other than unity consciousness. Except in
yeah
belief.
So anyone you look at, you know, everybody has that divine perfection in them, whether they're displaying it or not.
Exactly
yeah,
and that is
that's what you can focus on and feel safe loving and, you know, put your attention on, and it's just miraculous how sometimes it just suddenly the sting is gone because you've become sovereign in your own consciousness by what's informing you about another person.
Exactly. And then what you've addressed there is the fact that consciousness of unity consciousness and opening to it and feeling it and allowing it to, it's our true identity. It's our spiritual identity. It's our true being. And we allow that to inform us, and so that way the formless becomes the form, the invisible
yeah.
becomes the visible, and it's not two separate things. It's formless as form. It's
yeah.
invisible as visible, and that changes the whole story. There's not like, there's no unity consciousness and something else.
Well, it's also what you choose to participate in. And I think that's what, you know, we're inviting, you know, the world or anybody to at least be aware of the concept of being consciousness. Because each of us that kind of become more personally exercising our sovereignty in our own consciousness, knowing that we do not have to be on that mass path that might not, you know, that you don't like how it's out picturing it, it can change your own life very dramatically.
You don't,
it's like, wow, suddenly there's a new pathway. And then ultimately, the more of us that, you know, find that pathway, you know, it gets bigger, just like all the, you know, a thought pattern in the brain, it opens up more highways and more brainways instead of going to default. At some point, you have to start adding more and more new software, and then it becomes a lot easier for everyone. You know? And then you finally get this big update, but we wish it was easier than that, but there's a whole lot of people on the planet and a whole lot of stuff out there. So even people that practice all the time aren't perfect all the time.
Right. And you've addressed such a beautiful subject, because if we see so many books and videos and things online, workshops and so forth about empowering people that are going to teach you how to empower yourself. The greatest way to have this, what you call it, this personal sovereign consciousness, is to find the inner power. The divine is the only power. And when we open to it, you know, we can call it the light, we can call it source, we can call it spirit, whatever we call it, it is the divine intelligence. It is the unconditioned love. It actually is the unlimited abundance. It brings it to everything that we need can come to us as we more deeply, you know, find out
yeah.
that, oh my gosh, I'm my own living revelation. I'm my own living empowerment from the inside out, and that's what you call liberating when you're
that's the part where you're like, wow, going from, oh, how are we ever going to change the world's problems and how huge that seems, it's like when you realize, wow, we already have everything we need to do that.
That's
it's just
it.
A
that
big
is like
shuffle and mix master. I mean, that's very liberating, knowing that you can
totally
actually
liberating. And the thing is, unity consciousness never
goes away.
It never has opposition. It doesn't
yeah.
fight with itself.
No.
And so, thus, so many things that we see in the world that we describe as conflict or arguing or fighting or devices or warring or whatever, all of that just kind of melts away in this other consciousness. Everybody wants to, you know, the principle of giving is actually a very powerful principle of abundance. So we find out that, oh my gosh, I've got spirits, I have gifts and talents, and the more that we give them, the more we, you know, it comes back to us, and everybody goes, oh my gosh, I'm my abundance as well.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I have a friend that kind of talks about, you know, not so much from like unity consciousness, like you say, it's referred to by different ways, you know, but I like the fact that it's not just like this one creator, whatever, it is creation itself. And someone talked about, described sometimes this aspect of kind of group thought or whatnot being the universal college. And that's where maybe some people may come up with this big, you know, breakthrough, you know, technology or whatnot too. That is a result of what's emerged through unity consciousness. It's just whoever can express it the most quickly. So the more that, you know, we're trying to think of how to solve problems instead of the problem, the solutions, you know, it emerges and it evolves. And that's how, I mean, that's really fun when you start seeing how that comes to form.
Exactly. And you brought up a whole nother thing that's so important about languaging, because when I'm doing sessions, I tell people, use whatever word makes you most intimate with whatever the name you give to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we can let go of caring what is the most intimate way of referring to it to anybody else, it just opens up the field of light that we live in, this field of light, this ocean of light, and it takes away that, you know, that conflict that's, you know, in the lower kind of mass collective consciousness, and just opens it up, and it's like, whoa, a breath of fresh air here.
Well, yeah, and it can truly take you out of apathy. And into, it's like, whoa, you know, first it's like, ooh, dang, did I create that? And I'm still saying that kind of regular basis. But the flip side is so great too, because I mean, apathy really goes away. And it's like, oh, well, my vote doesn't count, but how you think and how you feel does.
It all changes.
Yeah.
You're right. It just changes everything. When we are listening in to the living language that's pouring through us, if we'll listen, we begin to realize that inner listening leads to an inner living, like living from the inside out. And it is just so powerful.
And peaceful.
And peaceful and joyful.
Yes. Yeah. And it starts, you know, activating those parts of your brain that is already wired for it.
Exactly. And that reminds me, it's, you know, most people think of, oh, I heard somebody speak, so I got inspired. Well, that inspiration that they felt through another person was the inspiration of this unity consciousness coming
yep.
through that other person, and they feel it like
yep.
part of the divine feminine principle. And it you know, it actually exists in men and women, but women
yes,
are,
exactly.
are really the strong carriers of it because of their such a strong connection in the heart. Is
yeah.
It's just this amazing thing to be inspired through the heart.
Yes. And I think that's why I think it's particularly important, kind of the wisdom of the crone, because it really represents the birth and kind of discovering and reuniting with that great mother, that womb of creation. The idea of creation itself, I think, is just happens to be represented more, you know, with the divine feminine, because we give birth, you know. But we can't do it ourselves either. And every, you know, every man out there carries that a capability. You can't create a baby maybe right now, but they can certainly create.
Right,
They're just as
right.
powerful of creators as we are. You know, we just symbolize it.
Exactly.
And yeah, so I think that's why this whole year, especially too, when you think in terms of kind of going back to like the original blueprint, you know, what's already there, instead of trying to wind our way out of all these miscreations, you know, is there a way to just kind of go back and tap in to the original creation, and from there everything that flows is so much more pure. And to get to understand the difference, I think that's really where the journey and the navigation can really take us all in an incredibly positive direction, both, you know, individually and in unity. And I think there's so many people that are looking at the wars and looking at things that are going on and just saying, this isn't okay.
Right.
And if they get out of the apathy of it, then things can miraculously change.
Exactly. Well, with that, thank you for that. I'd like to, bring up the meditation. One of the
Yes.
meditations I've taught for over 35 years. But before I say that, I'd like to say that, we hear of the zen of motorcycle riding, the zen of playing tennis, the zen of running. I mean, we could go
Yeah.
on and on, the zen of this. So those people have found a
Yep.
way to open up like get out of their mind, right? They're out of their mind. And then all of a sudden, they have all this energy and this acceleration and this exaltation. I spent over 40 years painting and sculpting and writing poetry because that's how I felt when I was doing that. But
Yeah.
each person will find their own way, to access this higher peace. But the journey of consciousness is just a simple four-step way of to live from the inside out that is liberating. And you can learn to do those four steps in one breath,
Yeah.
even though it takes 45 minutes on in the meditation. Because once we learn how to do it, we can use, again, not only holy sight for holy relationships, but we can use the one breath, the sacred breath, the
The
holy
conscious
breath,
breath. Yeah.
and access our true being.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I really would like to direct people to your webs, yeah, well, your YouTube video, because you have a lot of great resources that people can just have a guided meditation and to walk through kind of the stages of consciousness. And you know, we've just tapped on things and jumped around a little bit today, but hopefully to invite people to look into this a little further. And what you're talking about too, it's whether it's the musician or the artist or the, you know, mathematician or, you know, the athlete, they're all finding a way that something comes through them and expresses. So everybody has this, we're all built for this. And finding
Yes,
our way, no matter
we're
how it looks or
wired
how we
for
get there,
it.
it will all, you know, it doesn't have, we don't want it to look the same for everybody, because then we'll miscreate again, because no one's
Exactly.
got it
Well,
all.
exactly. The many that is the one that is here as the many is totally unique, right? With each form.
Yeah. And what was it that I used to talk about, kind of consciousness too, you know, the kind of the misdirection, and sometimes people misinterpret, you know, what is this unity consciousness? We're all one. And I used to sell flooring, and they have these, you know, tiles, and some are just like a mix of everything until it becomes one thing, you know,
Yes.
you know, and then it's like, well, we don't want to all look the same, because it's going to come out the
How
same.
boring,
But
right?
there's the home, yes, yeah, there's the homogenous. It's like, no, it's when you mix a bunch of stuff together, and it's you know, and then they come out with these pieces that look different each time you come out these tiles. If all the particles aren't all blended, aren't all smushed together to make one other color, It's they all are keep their inherent color or tone or whatever, and it's what it looks like together. And with each tile and each one, it is just a little bit different, but it all goes together. So in
Exactly, and that's
harmony or a
exactly how
homogeneity,
I paint, but we don't have time to talk about it. But it's the divine alchemy that you're speaking of.
exactly. So you don't lose your individuality.
Right.
That's the
That's
most
an
important part.
important
So,
thing.
what can I have you leave our guest with today? We don't have very much time, and I definitely want you to give him the website, and we'll also have it on SedonaSpotlight.com in the archive. Information. We'll have a link to it there too, because you have a great
Okay, if they
meditation.
go to marysaintmarie.com, they'll find the meditation under meditations. They just click on that. And if they want further information from me, they can email.
Okay, so we'll have that information to get, directly to her resources as well at SedonaSpotlight.com. So thank you so much for joining us again today. It's always so lovely to talk to you, Miss Mary Saint Marie.
It's very inspiring to talk with you, Martha. Thank you.
Appreciate your wisdom, and I'm glad that you're still out there getting stuff out and sharing it. So thanks to all the listeners for tuning in and turning up the lights as well, because we can all be spotlights helping to create a brighter world and a better future for everyone, anywhere, and anytime. So shine bright, y'all, and have a truly magical day.